Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. It's well documented that you're a huge proponent of preserving our Western heritage. And, you know, one thing that's kept us fed for years and years, what can you tell us about Dutch ovens?
Well, I'd say Dutch oven cookware is as much part of our Western heritage as one of Red Steagall's famous poems or songs. And honestly, folks have been cooking with Dutch ovens for centuries. It's even been documented that Mary Washington, President George Washington's mother, willed her iron kitchen furniture to two people. Back then, they were very, very valuable. Dutch ovens were considered an essential tool for pioneers. On expeditions and during cattle drives, they often used them. They were even utilized on the Lewis and Clark expedition that went across North America.
Have they maintained that importance today?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Cooking in a Dutch oven is one of the highlighted activities at many pioneer and Western heritage villages and celebrations across the state. Thousands of folks visit these villages and celebrations each year and get a taste of what life was like. And if you want to do more than just visit a village, perhaps you're up for a good competition. Dutch oven cooking has become a competitive event at many chuck wagon and livestock shows.
You know, there's just something special about food that's cooked in cast iron.
Oh, that's for sure. Ranchers like me appreciate and enjoy it. When cowboys are working cattle each fall and spring, many of them hire Dutch oven cooking crews to come prepare the meals using these good old Dutch ovens. In fact, many people use Dutch ovens and cast iron skillets when cooking at home. I myself, whether it's fried chicken, cornbread, or fresh blackberry cobbler, some things just taste better when they're cooked in a cast iron.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.